Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Do you remember the part in Trading Spaces when they do the big reveal and usually their eyes are closed or someone's holding and you're like so excited, but there's sometimes that you know that it's going to be awful, like it's a Doug room or a Hildy room and like they've put carpet on the walls.
Or when Doug painted the fireplace and made that woman cry who went into the other room and started sobbing.
Remember the woman
still think about her.
Who started sobbing somehow? Oh, yeah. Kimberly and DJ's house reveal was sadder.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gaze. Let's love.
It was sadder.
Already she's scared. She's getting married in like 6 days. This is her new place. She can't handle the uneven doors, which honestly to me feels very craftsman. You would have a problem with it.
I think this woman read the wrong tea leaves and didn't know what to expect.
I think her spirit guides have been doing her wrong.
Her spirit, Hecate is up there going, got you, girl. Got you. Hey.
Boom.
Boom.
Hecate, mic drop.
Freya is like, didn't know what's coming.
And in a way, I could understand her, but in a way, I'm kind of like, can we take a breath? Can we get in here and give him one little bit of validation for doing this? Because it seems like it's all he wants.
I actually didn't have as much problem as everything she said was right.
Yeah.
But some of it, I thought, why does this
matter? Very American
standard. And just, and also just this idea of, I don't know, like when you love someone in your relationship with them, even when you're upset at them, I think I would hope that you try to find kindness when you speak to them. And there wasn't a lot of kindness behind it.
I agree. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt that she'd been up for forever to get there. She's freaked out about the wedding.
We all have her moments, yes.
It did not come off well on television.
No, she's got some splaining to do.
Yeah. I just thought this is I thought Extreme Home Makeover India version.
They needed Paige Davis there. They needed Paige Davis Page. That's what they needed.
To at least somehow mediate.
Because Paige Davis can make everything better. I love her. She just makes everything.
Where is she now?
She like did a whole new phase where she stopped coloring her hair and stuff like that. So
good,
it's like
her.
Pretty silver. Yeah. And she's just been doing, I think she still does musical theater stuff. She might do some stuff with her husband, who shockingly is not gay. Even yeah. the candlestick.
Ew,
in Beauty
he was
Beauty.
Fucking Lumiere. And those are all gay.
Those
Everyone
are all
knows.
Gay. But not, he's actually a very well-known actor. He's really good.
He was in Hadestown.
And he was fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, that sorry for that brief digression. Y'all, this is toasty.
Now I miss Paige Davis.
Reality Gaze on Toe, season 5, episode 3. How I haven't met your mother.
How I have. Oh,
how
see,
I haven't.
You wrote how I wrote how haven't I met your mother. I think it's
that. I think you're right.
It's how yeah,
haven't
you just,
I met
you
your
just
mother.
Completely fucked up the joke.
No. It's still the
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, you just completely, no, I'm holding it like you hold me. You messed up the sentence, the structure of.
It wasn't that good
boy,
of a title anyway.
How do you feel about that now?
No, I don't feel anything.
See, that's what I care. You tell me I don't care either. See, we're good.
But no, when I shame you, it's valid.
But I don't care.
Well, listeners do. they've known what I've stitched together out of nothing.
Out of nothing. It's so bright where you are.
It's my, I get a lot of light from this part of my.
We're remote, but goat. He's at his home and I'm in my home in my underwear and I'm glad.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm touching my balls right now.
Gross. I don't think
we have any announcements.
We try not to do a ton of announcements for this show because we already do them. And we have to do a fucking 90-minute show in or 2 hour show, really an hour and 25 minutes, because hopefully it's going to go to an hour after Last Resort comes on in August. That has been established.
Where'd you hear that from?
Mary Payne.
Okay, Mary Payne usually gets good information.
It's reliable.
Because before we got our information, not from Mary Payne, and it didn't go good. I will say this is something, I don't know if people want to go or not, but we'll be doing a panel in Denver at Podcast Movement in August. Speaking
about
of Mary
TV.
Payne. Mary Payne and DocuSweeties, Kristen
yes.
Wall, we're all going to be doing a panel about TV and podcasting. The conference is called Podcast Movement. Sissies, you probably don't want to come because it's not like San Diego Comic Con.
Don't hype this up too much.
But it's like for people that are actual podcasters
yeah.
that
you gotta
wanna
pay.
Learn. It's not cheap, but we're doing a panel in Denver, so
if
there you go.
There, if you're at Podcast Movement, come see us on our panel. I'll be available for autographs after. No, I won't.
For free?
I
for
leave
free?
Immediately.
You won't charge for those autographs at all?
If you asked me to sign something, I would look at you and say, why? Why? What is this going to do?
That's not true. You've signed shirts when people bought shirts.
That's different because I feel like that's something they'll keep and they can have it.
What about the girl? She wanted you to sign her boob. You signed her. You said, I'll sign your boob if I can sign your husband's chest.
And I did.
You did.
You're right. It's autographs. I just don't, because people lose that shit. And I am, trust me, I am way not important enough to have to sign an autograph.
Yeah, they're not going to be selling Pooh's autograph on the eBay.
No, they're not.
No.
Maybe just my grinder picks.
No. More like X-Bay.
I think everyone's got those, though.
That's really it.
Let's jump in. I want to talk about Julio and Kirsten. I'm of two minds about this storyline. Either, like what we said before, there's some big, like, depth charge that's coming, or the stakes are so low, and this is not a 90 Day Fiancé story.
It could go either way. I agree with that.
I find this to be a story about a man who is
scared
too
of his mother,
meshed with his mother.
And terrified of her.
I feel like Kirsten is completely irrelevant. And
yeah,
I
it's
think
about
this,
him and his mom.
Yeah, I think this storyline could have played out if they could have taken this from the Paul Carini book and showed like him before Carini even was there. It was Paul and his mother and him, her giving him a lock of hair, and you understood how they were bonded together. I don't care about any of these people because I don't give a shit if he's 27 years old and he's moving away and he hasn't told his mother. Is it irresponsible? Yes. Is it shitty to do to her? Yes. Is it even shittier for her to meet Kirsten the same night she finds out he's taking her, she's taking him away? That's the shittiest.
It is.
I guess I'm just thinking, why do I care?
It just feels it feels a little weird though that he's moving when he's an avid traveler and has traveled all over the world. But his mother acts the way if like you and not even you and I. She acts like if my brother or your brother said, "Mom, I'm moving from Pickens, South Carolina to go live in New Zealand." It's such a shock to them. And I thought, I don't see why this is such a shock to you. If you know your son, he's always traveling around the world. He's a DJ. There's just more than, I still think something's going to come out. I'm hoping that the big bomb is dropped and we just don't know what it is yet.
Maybe.
I hope it's not that they're boring, like you said, and that they don't have problems.
But it's the way they're saying it up, these are the stakes. That's what I'm saying. It's not like they're saying, oh, we don't have problems. The documentary style of the show is saying, these are their really hard stakes. We have to convince his mom that it's going to be okay that he leaves.
The only other thing that could go, so I could see this going, is because right now we don't know if Julio's like a jerk. We don't know if he's just a mama's boy. We don't know. But there could be, they've done this before, where this is one of many lies that Julio has been telling her all along, and Kristen's just getting blindsided over and over.
I'm frankly worried about that. Scenes from next week where he basically says, well, what if we want to live apart? And I was like, excuse me? Excuse me?
So now I think is next week about this guy. Wants to use his mother as an excuse.
I got attacked on the first episode for having suspicions about this person. By saying, you haven't given him a chance. I was like, he's a DJ. I'm just calling as I see him.
Well, Patrick was a DJ, and he actually surprised. We thought he was the one, and he was the one in it for True Love.
That's true.
What was her name? Merle Norman or Myrna? What?
Miriam.
Miriam.
I also think he really wanted to be on television.
100%. But he was very adamant. He was very adamant when I saw him and when I ran into Patrick in Las Vegas.
Yeah, Caitlin. Name dropper.
He was super, I didn't even ask. He was just very forthcoming about how that was all, he said, for at least, especially back then in 90 Day, how it was,
I think,
all
it was
real.
Very real. No, I think she fucked him over.
He actually said they had to recreate the scene, like where she told him something like, I'm not moved, where he got really angry. He mm-hmm. said they didn't air the first kind of reaction because he was so angry. He actually couldn't physically talk.
Anyway, it's good to talk about these scenes that are more interesting than the ones we're watching. But
sorry.
No, it's fine. I agree. That's all we can talk about because I find this so non-compelling.
I will say, I think this might even be a meme, but I actually wrote before, I watched this several days ago, and when Julio did say,
I already put it in the chat. I already put it in the fucking chat.
No, I'm saying that. Yeah, it's going to be a meme. But what was your reaction, Poodle, when Julio said we had dollar slices, did the nasty, and went to bed?
Perfect. That's a perfect night.
When he said, I went, what are dollar slices? I went,
pizza,
oh, God.
You cretin.
That's dollar pizza. Poodle is so happy.
Whenever I go to New York, I get my dollar slices.
I thought they don't have them anymore.
No, you can find them. They're just not as good as they used to be. Inflation. All the good dollar slice pizzas are now like $2.
Well, probably because they have to make them with a dollar. What do they have to make them with? Rat flour?
It's inflation. You know, things are more expensive. I miss really good dollar slices. I know. Get a time machine, Poodle. I hear it.
Get a time machine, Poodle.
Anyway.
So they're nervous. Yeah.
These people, they're in Central Park, and she said, you know, he's like, so when did you tell your mom? And she's like, Well, about 3 weeks ago, I told her about you for the first time. And she said, but you spent 2 months in the Netherlands last year. What did you say? He's like, oh, I told her it was there working. So this is interesting. I guess I don't know if him and his mom are that close. I'm throwing that out there.
I don't know either. I don't know either.
And so, and maybe he just keeps a lot of stuff from his mom. Maybe he's like still 8 years old.
Maybe he keeps stuff from everyone.
Yeah,
that's true. That's where I'm starting to go in this. Like,
and even his friends.
Is his mother fucking angst up like that and being so dramatic because every week is another new surprise from baby Julio?
Then at one point she says, I feel like you kept me a secret from your mom. Smart, Kirsten.
Yeah.
They grew you in the tulip patch. And
I'm still shocked she never saw a squirrel.
Oh, what was that? There are squirrels. Dutch sissies, this is ludicrous. When she said we don't have those in Holland, come on.
Well, maybe they don't like tulips.
Squirrels are everywhere.
That's what I thought.
Someone tell me that Kirsten is just so sheltered. She saw it, and maybe she just doesn't have like sensory recognition. Maybe she's never
throw you off, but that
she's never looked at a tree. So anyway, he's like, "Well, I wanted to be the one to tell my mom about you," and then she said, "Well." And then she said, he's like, that's why I wanted to live together for 2 months is because I wasn't sure if we were going to make it or not. And she's like, really? You weren't sure about me? And I kind of went, I think that's kind of reasonable to live with someone for 2 months. I don't know if I would have phrased it like, I wasn't sure about you.
But also didn't the way Kristen described it, they like, he came over to visit and then they got locked down. And so they literally were living together for several
Kirsten,
weeks.
Kirsten, I'm correcting you now. So you can, you kept saying Kristen. It's like time three. That,
what? No, I said Kirsten. That's what
you
I said.
Did not. You said Kristen. I promise you.
Oh, okay.
I'm correcting you so you'll remember it.
No, it's, I just think that Kristen is a little bit,
I'm making a point. So it won't have to be wing Kirsten every single time.
Well, the thing is, when I type my notes, it auto corrects to Kristen. So every one of them are spelled Kristen. It doesn't type Kirsten, I guess, very well. Let's see. Does it auto correct when I do it?
Yeah, even if you use a K?
That's what I use a K. Yeah, it auto corrects it. That's
oh, no.
So I'll Kirsten. Try, but you know how I am with reading things.
Yeah, but the great thing about cognition is you can convert it in your brain.
I'm like Will Ferrell in Anchorman.
So
speaking of, he was fantastic in Barbie. Everyone, you have to go see Barbie. You have to. That's all I'm going to say.
I haven't seen it. I'm probably seeing it this week.
Good.
I'm very excited. So he also pushed back his move.
Is he a move the goalposter, as Poodle would say? And I'm worried that he's gonna
move the goalposts, we're moving them back. And he basically says, next couple of days, you're gonna meet everyone in my life, and that should show you how sure I am about you. And then he says this thing, he's just like, well, we should tell your mom tonight. He's like, so you want me to break her heart tonight? And I'm just like, what?
Fuck you.
This is all you, bud.
You're not the one. He's Chantelling her because he's the one that lied.
I also wrote this down. He's so, and I said, is he her only child, the mother? And no, he has two brothers.
Yeah, but he's the oldest.
But the stakes that they're setting is like, I get it. You say you're very close to your mom. I think you're afraid of doing something your mom doesn't like, and you can't tolerate your mother's disappointment or even displeasure for one moment.
And that's
27 years old.
Or what if he's using the mother's as just a red herring because he's not ready?
Yeah.
Possible. Very possible.
So I gotta see that this week. I can't believe it's been the whole month and I haven't seen
it. You haven't seen Into the Woods?
No, it's been so busy.
Stephanie J. Block? Oh. No. I've seen everything before you now. That never happens.
That's not true. What have you seen before me?
Barbie? Into the Woods and Barbie. Yes.
Maybe you'll see Oppenheimer before me. You'll never see that movie.
No, I'm planning on going to see that movie. I totally want to see that movie.
Really?
Yeah,
I feel like you would just say it's long.
No, I love his movies. I loved Interstellar. I love his movies.
Okay. I've spoke too soon then.
Yeah, I'm going to be depressed after that, but I really want to see Emily Blunt. I bet she's going to be ridiculous. Fantastic.
Florence Pugh, all of them. They show up there to his mom's house. First of all, they leave the hotel in the daytime, and then they get to Long Island, and it's night. I'm like, where did you go?
They drove a long way.
It's not that far to the Isle of Long.
No.
Anyway, so the mom comes. Mom is so pretty, and we meet the brothers, and they're starting to eat, and it's awkward, and then she's like... she's like, what did he tell you about me? He's like, well, he said he had a girlfriend. And I completely understand why everyone's reticent to talk, because Julio has created this mess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfair for Kirsten to have to be here, because now she will always be known as the bitch who took my son away.
Oh, yeah, always.
For this mom. And it's the way, and it feels in a way like... he's reframing that. And I think that's why he wanted her to be there. And he only told her when he had to, because he's leaving in like a month.
Even kudos to the editor for cutting to the dog who was just mean mugging behind the stairs while they were silently sitting there awaiting to drop the news.
And y'all, mother, when they say that, he's like, I'm leaving in 3 months. He said, I'm speechless. She says, I'm speechless. I have to prepare myself. And she starts to cry. And I wrote down again, this is not fair to your fucking fiance to make her be there for this and to make her experience the pain that this is your situation to handle.
Agreed.
And it doesn't feel good to watch, and it doesn't still feel like... I feel like the stakes are in the wrong place. This is between Julio and his mom.
I agree.
He can just fuck Kirsten, eat dollar slices. They're fine.
I'm still into him. I'd still let him dick it down, y'all. Lay that pipe.
This mommy thing for me makes me dry. No. It's made me...
Oh, I don't want to date him, but let's just... I'll breastfeed you.
Wow.
Come right here. I even shaved my nips so it feels like your mom.
Let's move on, please. We need to move on. We're in a weird area.
Let's talk about
Brandan and Mary.
Brandary. That's what they are. Brandary.
I don't know if I like that.
Well, you said I get to introduce this so you can suck a dick. So they're Brandary.
Fair.
They're so. We did, y'all. Resident sissy / producer / opinionated bitch, Christina.
Especially that last one.
Weighed in on this one, because in this we're going to talk about so much about kind of the as she said, probably religious kind of dogma or ideology that's kind of being put on Mary and Brandon. And she talked about how that, and you can correct me or add to this too, but that this is, Mary is very, because she's so sheltered and way in the country, that it's easier for people to kind of, I guess maybe like it is in America, but it's just, it's not someone like Sheila who's in a city, who's around people. And she said it,
I asked this question in the chat because, and I said, is this not real? Is this because they're out in the country when she says you have to ask, you know, a girl's parents if you can hug her or hold her hand even, or kiss her, definitely. And of course, producer Christina said, absolutely not. That is some religious shit that they're putting on it. It's not a Filipino trait.
Yeah.
So just for clarity, there are a lot of Filipino people who are religious, very religious, Catholic from the Spanish, the colonialization. But that's not specifically a Filipino trait. It's more for people who are very religious.
And I bring that up because I don't think Mary has let Brandon know about this.
Oh, no.
So I don't think this is something Brandon maybe could have Googled to find out.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be very surprised, especially next week. We won't get it. But
and this is similar. This is almost a similar Julio Kirsten thing where she is kind of wanting him to do it all. And so she doesn't get blamed from it for her grandfather because that'll be shameful for her.
Yeah.
But she still wants to let it go and get hers.
Yeah. It basically starts, y'all, they make up from when she got upset that he sat by a woman on the plane. and then she did say, she's like, I just have trust issues because my ex cheated on me 10 times and I forgave him 10 times.
And I went, okay. And your ex isn't Brandon.
So, yeah, and I went, and you're 23.
It does seem like she's 14 years old.
Oh, 100%.
And y'all, I know 23 isn't very old either, but boy.
No.
She talks like she's 14. And God.
And she acts like she's 14 when she's with Brandon. Brandon. So they watch each other sleep. They go to bed. Yay, not creepy at all. They wake up the next day, and then that's where the grandpa's talking to her, and that's kind of where grandpa, you know, is sitting there. By the way, I just want to remind everyone, sitting there on the stoop of the house that Brandon built.
Yeah, $60,000, he said.
So remember, like, he spent a lot of money to build this house for them. Not that they owe him anything, but I kind of feel like, well, maybe some concessions can be. What? Are you not going to let this guy fucking kiss your daughter when he built your fucking house? If you build my house, you can go just take my daughter to Disneyland if she's old enough. I don't care.
Is this the house that they're living in, the one he built? I was confused. I thought it was another house that he built for her.
Maybe there is.
Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not sure.
I don't know. So what did you think about the whole grandpa hugs?
Lolo
hugs before you've got to get permission from us.
This is religious shit. Nothing really good can come from dogma. It's just nothing good. You're going to feel, then you'll have someone like Mary who says, but my body feels this way, but I know it's shameful. And it fucks you up. It fucks you up to believe that things that are religious are only holding you back, and it's sinful to act on your feelings and things like that. It fucks you up. It fucks people up sexually. It fucks people up mentally. It fucks people up emotionally. This is bad. Anyway, bad, bad, bad.
True. We're not speaking from experience at
not
all.
At all.
Never. Never. My phone just said, I don't understand. Grandma says, we just want them. All we want is respect. And I rolled my eyes. I was like, bleh.
You know me with that word.
So she goes to pick up Brandon with her brother, Shady McShady Queen.
Boy.
Tie-dye.
Someone who had children, I believe, out of wedlock.
Out of wedlock.
And can still sit in her ivory tower.
Oh.
And be shady.
Oh, this bitch. This bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So, blah, blah. They're talking, all this kind of stuff. Who cares about it? Let's just get to where he finally comes out. This is one of the, to me, scariest reactions to someone arriving on Mary's reaction to Brandon.
I think I know what you're going to say. You mean arms outstretched, like, love me, love me, love me?
Yes, and then just holding you tight and sobbing just painfully into your shoulder.
And what was interesting is she made such a big deal of saying, well, I know I'm not supposed to hug him, but hopefully he'll want to hug me first. And yes, hopefully, and I want to kiss him even though I'm not supposed to. And with that, and honestly, this is what her body wanted to do. She's been with this person 24 hours a day for 2 fucking years, and they've never touched one another. Of course she's going to want to do this. And it kind of breaks my heart that this girl is going to feel bad about herself later for what she did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Y'all, because they kind of kiss each other and then hug, and the brother's standing there.
It's not okay to kiss in the Philippines.
They just fucking make out. They're fucking like, they're getting the car on the way home. She's kissing him the whole time. It's like, feels like the beginning of Fatal Attraction.
It does feel like that.
It does, right?
But like, they can't keep their hands or mouths off each other. And their brother's like, you can't do this in the Philippines, okay? Grandpa's going to be real angry about it.
Oh, girl.
And so they show up. I'm sorry. But anyway, they show up, and the grandpa's like, oh, Brandon is small.
Yeah.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com /realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Yes, yes, yes. A brother does tell Brandon, hey, it's okay to kiss in the U.S., but not in the Philippines because of our ancestors. So again, he's making
it's
this cultural thing.
Something, yeah.
That's not, yeah, that's not true. So he says, you need to ask permission and get your blessing to do that. So, and then immediately Brandon says, okay, so can I kiss your sister? And he just says,
I don't care.
Ask my grandparents.
Anyway, did you hear the grandfather say, it's so nice to meet your text mate.
He did say text mate.
It was shade.
It was shade. You're a text mate. And then he said, what did you first do when you saw Mary?
Bum, bum, bum. And so what's going to happen is she immediately looks at him and you know her intention is to tell the grandfather they did nothing. So the first meeting of Brandon and the grandfather will be tinged with lies. It's incredible. Like, this could not go worse.
DOA.
I still find it icky that this is filmed. There's something about it.
I love it.
I know, because you're
riveting.
Sick.
Let's move on to
Kimberly and TJ. She hasn't checked in with her spirit guides. Maybe her two spirit guides are like the ghosts on Ty's cemetery, and they're just fucking each other.
They're like, hey, yeah.
Oh, where is Haughty and Ty?
Sorry you got up late, but we were fucking.
Right up against this headstone with Ebenezer Crandall.
Ah!
I miss those ghosts.
I miss those ghosts.
Anyway, those are her spirit guides are too busy.
They're too
and
busy.
She is. She's like, I haven't been not involved in the wedding details at all, and I've left them to a boy. She says, so you can tell. Even though, I think part of her is kind of like it's an adventure, blah blah blah. She's resentful as hell. Not to be, and that resentment is what we saw at the end of this, that resentment kind of personified.
And maybe we'll find it later, but I kind of see where that's coming from because I know a bit about Indian culture from watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah,
because if you didn't know that he has continually said, don't worry, things are fine, and then doesn't really tell her what's going on or never stands up for her. I think that's where all of that's coming from. But because this was the third episode, it just seemed like she was coming in hot like a crazy person.
Right. No, I agree with you. And it was really interesting. It was something I was seeing on one of their stories. And a woman woman was going off on how Indian men, she dated a lot of Indian men, and it's culturally okay. She said it's culturally okay for Indian men just to lie or to stretch the truth.
Well,
so
I
much
feel
so.
Like every Indian man we've seen on 90 Day Fiancé does that.
And I think that's a horrible thing to say, but I went, maybe it's what they're thinking, this kind of like the end justifies the means. If you have to massage the truth a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would call it a lie, but it, as Americans, we see this and go, he's just lying to her.
Yeah.
But they're trying to say, oh, no, you'll get used to it. You know?
Yeah. That's what Poodle tries to tell the husband's children. You'll get used to me as stepmother.
You'll get used to me. Especially if you ever heard of a little thing called boarding school.
They never get used to me. Ever.
Yeah, I'm worse than asshole or asshole.
Asshole.
as I've taken to calling her.
Asshole. That's pretty
good. Although
we should have thought of that earlier.
Part of me kind of respects her because she's just a cold ice queen, and I love watching her.
Oh, same.
Anyway, y'all, that's on NIDA UK. It's spectacular this season. Moving on, she's like, I'm just really freaked out around all this uncertainty. And I was like, honey, those are your spirit guides. Your gut is telling you everything you need to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen! Listen! Stop.
Sorry.
Later on, her dad is taking her to the airport.
I love her father.
Oh, he was cracking the dad jokes. But at the same time, he's not like saying like, I'm going to suffer when you aren't here, but I miss you and we hope the best for you. We're going to see you soon.
They're supportive. Yeah, they're talking pirate talk.
Yeah.
It's adorable. And she talks to him. She's like, you know, I know that he's taking care of his family. This is going to be hard for me. And, you know, the dad's like, I want you to live your dreams, but it's going to be rough. I'm not going to lie to you. She's like, I know. And then my favorite line was when she said, well, thank you for everything, Dad. And he just looks at her and says, well, that's my job.
I know. This is, and I think, hopefully she has enough of a support system with her family to have some kind of just kind of a base to go from. Because this is going to be hard for her, it seems like. A lot
better than Jen when she went to India to see Rishi and the way her family and her friends were. Well, you won't listen to me. Bye.
You know,
Randy.
looking back, I look fondly upon that storyline because Jen was who she was.
Yeah, I like Jen.
Jen was a very authentic person.
She was.
And I wrote down about Kimberly because I don't know. I know someone who looks just like her in real life. I'm trying to figure out who it is. Michelle from Blind Day and I were talking. She's like, she's very sharp objects, like Amy Adams in Sharp Objects. And I was like, yes! It is kind of like Alabama. You don't know if she's self-harming or anything. It's weird.
I haven't seen that movie.
It's a miniseries. It was wonderful. It was Gillian Flynn's kind of first novel.
I don't know who that is.
Gone Girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard of that.
Of course you have. It was actually really good. Patricia Clarkson was the creepy mother.
Oh, I like her.
You'd like it. Actually, it might be a little too gothic and twisted for you.
Gone Girl was fine.
Fine?
It was fine, the movie. I didn't read the book.
The book was a ride.
You read it?
Yes. It was a really twisted thriller.
Oh, I like a good thriller.
Did you know the twist was coming? Or were you bowled away?
I did not know the twist was coming.
If you didn't know it, that should have been... You said it's just okay. That should have.
Yeah, I don't even remember what happened. I don't really remember that movie.
Wow.
I should watch it again.
Wow.
We need to move on.
Sure. But no, you say that like literally. That was one of those things where it did flip from in a perspective kind of twist, and it took your breath away.
All right. Yeah, I'm not going to read the book Gone Girl.
No, you won't.
I'm not.
And you thought the movie was okay. I kind of agree with the movie. The movie wasn't half what the book could have was.
Well, that makes me want to read. We really need to move on. Okay.
Anyway, so getting back to this. She's TJ basically says, I can't wait to see her. I love the way she looks at me. Mom, dad, and brother, they're concerned. They're thinking, is she going to be a good Indian wife or not? And he's got the flowers. She's landed. He says, we can't really kiss in public. You don't want to show that much affection in India, which we have heard that is true, especially in the area they're in. And he does hug her.
He does.
And the wedding is in a week, and I wrote, fuck! It's one of these. Like Tiffany landing and picking up Ronald from rehab.
You just wrote, fuck!
I did. Anytime they're getting married in a week, like Chris and Jamie from that season, where I'm like, I went, fuck, you're getting married in a week! The good thing is, she's been over there before, so I don't feel it's like they don't know each other personally and physically. And so they are, turns out he, with his parents, the place he lives in now, they have one bedroom. He sleeps with his mom in the bedroom, and dad just sleeps on the floor. He's like, they had a disagreement for a while, and dad just decided, I don't think I want to sleep with your mother anymore.
You know? If Father Poodle could do that because of his sciatica and sleep on the floor, he probably would.
He probably would. Friend, hurts my back. So they're greeting her. She's bringing gifts, sweets, all kinds of. This is wonderful. It seems
That's
like
what's
she
good.
Has. Seems like she has an authentic relationship with these people. They approve of her. So it's by no means the same Jenny and Sumit. Rishi Jin paradigm. So that's out the window.
It's very different when you're when it's a young American woman
who can actually have children.
Yep, and do the cooking and the cleaning.
Do you think she's? I think he's probably mentioned it, like to be a good Indian wife. But
I don't think he has.
I don't think she's aware.
I don't think he has. And I don't think, again, I think the spirit girl gods are all like, oh, Miss Venus is up there saying, girl, watch this. they just have, because y'all.
Get a load of this.
The spirit gods are like, ooh, we're going to have some fun watching this one.
They're just making bets on her. So, y'all, then we're off to see the apartment. And it's not the movie with Shirley MacLaine.
No.
This is much sadder.
I saw that movie and I don't remember that movie either.
Oh, that's a great movie. Is it Jack Lemmon?
I remember I liked it. It's Jack Lemmon.
Yeah,
I remember
Jack
I
Lemmon
liked it,
Shirley
but
McLean.
I don't remember it.
It's a great movie. I played the theme from The Apartment in a two piano arrangement with my piano teacher when I was in fifth grade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Whoa.
Starting out gay already. I'm like, can I play the theme from The Apartment?
With Miss Shirley MacLaine? Wow. Wow.
This is big cinematic kind of thing with two pianos. We rocked that First Baptist Church. Let me just tell you that. That's where all our recitals were because it had two pianos. And it was the nicest place in town to play.
Wow.
Anyway, back to Flip or Flop India.
This is flip or floppy. Yeah. Do you want to sell or do you want to redo? Buy, what is it? No, love it or list it. That's what it is. Love it or list it, India.
She doesn't love it.
They need that bitchy British woman to come in and just read this place for filth. What's her name? I love her.
Anyway, y'all, and she says, anyway, she walks
Hillary,
in.
Yes, Hillary Farr. Yes.
And she says, well, already so many things I asked you specifically not to do. And like the counter with the lip, she's like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I took on a bank loan for 7 years to be able to do this.
It does feel like she does not understand the way things are built.
Yeah.
Granted, I don't know if he told her.
And I don't know. It does. It feels like I think she could have benefited from some pictures. That's why
did they FaceTime about this? We have technology now where this shouldn't be a shock.
Also, it seems like she just expected, she said all this and she didn't follow up on it. And she's like, well, I said all this, that you needed this. And I don't know. I think she just expected him to, and also partly read her mind about what she wanted.
Yeah.
So, and she's basically, I hate this. They ripped him off. This is a bad build.
I actually wasn't upset about the door. Sometimes a door height is different for like an entry compared. Yeah. Like,
I didn't have a problem with that either.
It was a little weird that I guess the toilet was in the way of the window, but can't you just put some blinds on the window? Well,
there was also a way to do this, like you mentioned at the very beginning of the show, to do this with kindness and to do this with curiosity of saying, I wonder if we could get this in this build and maybe yes. I could handle this more.
Instead and appreciation.
Instead of chastising him because he's been doing this and taking all this money.
Yeah. Now, she is right, though. A lot of it looked like shoddy work. Like the baseboards weren't finished. They were half done.
Yep.
It looked shitty. But yep. But it looked better than I thought. I mean, think about think about where Ariel and Benium lived.
Ooh, remember that apartment?
Yes. Yes.
That was rough. It was rough.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, and she said, I'm leaving, and this is where the resentment comes in. She's like, you don't realize what I'm doing. I'm leaving everything behind to be with you, and you can't even follow through with anything. And then she said, you're supposed to be my partner, and you're failing at it. And that's
so
when
it
I went
turned into a personal attack. Yep.
And that's when I went, is this going to happen every time something doesn't work out, whether it's about the apartment, whether it's about someone else? Is it everything going to become a personal attack against him?
Well, again, I don't know if I need to consult my spirit guides, but when you're walking on the planet feeling like your mother doesn't love you, you're going to demand love, ultimate love from your partner. And if you ever feel like they're wavering, you're going to completely dissolve.
Yeah. And he's also, we see clips from, he is super reactive as well. So he is not going to understand when she's not appreciative.
Why does it turn me on a little bit that he's a reactive?
I'm a little into him. I got to be honest.
I just want to make sure we're both in that
play. I'm there. I'm there with you. Let's move on. I see a lot of mess for this couple. They're both, like I said, reactive. They're both extremely reactive. She's going to get personal and it's going to get low and he's going to hit right back. Yeah. Anyway. There's a thing over there that's Pippa spray. And I made my own Pippa spray dispenser. And what could go wrong? I'm setting up the Pippa spray and then a bird cage opens and a bunch of rats come out and they gnaw your face off. If you come in and you break in my house again. Then some badgers, you have badgers in the U.S., right? Badgers come out and they gnaw on where the rats are, and they eat your bones. It's going to be great when we have kids.
It's good timing.
I was taken out with the homemade PVC pepper spray dispenser. Y'all, children could not be in this house.
This is worse than when Ronald glued cardboard to the floor of Daniel's room. Apparently, y'all are, again, there's so much renovation this episode. The South African renovations haven't gone well. No. On 90 Day Fiancé.
That's true. I will say one of my favorite things, expressions, that when the mother says, "What's that over there?" And he's like, "Oh, those are squatters." No. And it had the same energy of, "Have you heard of human trafficking, my boy?"
It did have the same energy.
Same energy. Like, "Oh, it's just squatters. They're just taking up residence wherever they can."
And there's this thing called, I think Poodle has a different definition for this, called load shedding. And I think it's a little different when you're staying the night with Poodle.
In South Africa, it means
the power goes out on a grid. And there's stages 1 through 8, meaning sometimes the power is just shut off for 8 hours.
God.
And that's when people break into your house because your security system's not working.
Right. Anyway, so he can't wait to show mom the new security measures that she has for her daughter.
He's showing all these things, going, "Okay," and like, "The house looks fine, looks like a nice house." He's like, "Oh, wait till you see the pool and the backyard." And we walk back, and suddenly,
trigger warning for those animal death.
But suddenly, Crystal Gale has a complete breakdown. Just complete. She sobs because the last time the home was broken into, they killed the dog.
Which is awful. Yeah, Stormy.
Horrible. Like she said, that's another level of evil.
Yeah, especially it seems like it was, he said it was the same people who broke in.
Fuck those people.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. At this point, she's losing it. And if you're the mom, you're going, "Where is my daughter moving to?
What were we going?
What kind of neighborhood is this?"
She sits on that couch and says, "Well, it is kind of scary." Like, she's trying to be so nice.
She's just reading her book, and the title I loved, "Ashes in the Wind."
What's that book about?
I don't know. I just liked the title. Anyway, at the same time the mom is talking to her, Holly is kind of like trying to have it both ways, because she's like attached to Wayne like a tree mushroom. What is lichens? Just like she's like attached to him, sitting on his lap. And mom's like, "I don't know. It just feels a little unsafe."
Unsafe. Ooh, Ashes in the Wind is a woman, it's by the author Kathleen Woodowis, a woman burdened by war, a doctor torn between passion and duty.
A sweeping
tale of love in the face of dishonor from the incomparable storyteller Kathleen Woodowis.
all I know is I hope it doesn't involve premarital sex.
Well,
the other thing is, they fucked, right? She's been over there.
Okay, they said they're waiting.
Who gives a shit?
But so it's confusing because they say now they're waiting because of Jehovah's Witness, that they're waiting to get married to start their wedding in a chaste position. Did they decide to, like, "We're not going to have sex anymore"? Because I thought, wait a minute, I don't know if they've had sex at all.
They had to have had sex.
But they're Jehovah's Witness. That's what they're saying. It's their faith.
I don't. The way he's like, "I want to take Holly to bed," he's had a taste.
Maybe she had her hair over her eyes and wasn't paying attention. I don't know.
I think they are humoring mom big time. I think mom knows they've had sex too, and everyone's just going along with it for appearances because they don't think God knows.
God didn't see. Covered. Yeah. She covered it up with her hair.
Yes. They fucked, and she covered the whole thing up like mm-hmm. a big sheet of hair.
Yes, yes. Like kind of like Groot would with their wood leaves. She's able to do that with her, I am Holly. And she just goes, woo.
Anyway, so.
What'd you think about making threesome jokes with your mom? What'd you think about that? Your mother-in-law.
I am just going to say that I feel like that was just a malapropism of English. And, you know, because he speaks English and Afrikaans. But I think sometimes when you speak different languages, it could have come out. But the way it came out.
Are you just saying this to make yourself not feel so disgusted?
It was gross. But I'm offering an explanation of why it could have been. Because I don't think. Knowing him, I don't think he would make a comment like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think he was trying to do it, but he's like, oh, I should rephrase that. He's like, maybe, but then he did say, maybe I should give her a sleeping tablet. And it was such a weird thing to say. And I was like,
weird.
It felt like maybe I should, just saying, maybe I should just drug her mother.
Well,
it was a weird was thing weird. To say.
It was weird. Mom says, if I could see some gated communities, that would help. And Holly said, yeah. And you see Wayne's face go, y'all, Wayne does not have a lot of money. And that would be very expensive.
I've worked a lot on this house. And the thing is, don't you feel like part of one of the other reasons that mom is there is to have someone else to agree with Holly? So she's going to get everything she wants.
Holly wants to live in a different community.
Yeah.
The dogs died. Holly doesn't want to live there.
Totally.
100%.
And
it's like Kenny using Hannah with Kenny and Armando, which I respect.
I kind of understand because, y'all, Armando wants to get his way.
She does.
She does.
I think she's a blouse now. She's serving dominant energy.
You think, I still say Kenny is the blouse top in this relationship, but he's bossy bottom.
Maybe.
Anyway, but no, I Armando is getting it. He's even Kenny said the power dynamics have shifted.
Because, you know, y'all, it was actually good for him to say that because we forget, because now, like, we all love them and they're wonderful, but we forget too that Armando wasn't out to his family at all, y'all. Remember that? Remember, he wasn't out. He went back in the closet after Hannah's mother mm-hmm. chased him down in a car chase.
And died.
And then died from it. And
she was chasing him.
I can't deal with this now and put my family through this.
Right.
So anyway, that is the herstory of this. So it does make sense why Armando at first kind of let Kenny just take the reins because I think he needed that. Mm-hmm. But now, y'all, every Poodle's tried this when he's tried to date younger twinks. Every twink finds the contract.
They find their way. They all get that document and then it's dominant top energy. It is rough. They all love being on top for a while.
You need to find one that can't read.
That's true. I can't read this.
Yes.
Oh, my kingdom for an illiterate twink.
An illiterate rich twink.
Oh, boy. Shangri-La. What a paradise that would be.
What a paradise that would be.
An illiterate rich twink. Who has no idea what he could do, why he's dating a 40-something-year-old. None.
No. I still don't think Kenny and Armando have problems because, Hannah, they look at this school. This private school is beautiful.
Okay. What? You know tuition here is expensive. I was like, ooh. Anyway, and it's a half English, half Spanish school. So, like, and Hannah even says, I like this. Because she bougie like that, y'all. Hannah bougie.
Like her daddy, like her daddies. And you know what? They're making that candle money. Y'all buy their candles. I bought some during Christmas. They're really good.
And Armando's like, well, you're seeing this like a kid and you're only seeing the positive. You got to be realistic. And Kenny's like, my whole life I've been told that I'm not good enough and I need to, maybe I need to release some control, but I still want to move here. So he's still, I still don't see them moving to Mexico City. I don't think Armando will be able to live to leave his family at home. I just don't see it.
I don't see
too much of a support system for him.
We saw on Next Week where the mom's like, you already moved on the other side of the country, of the like peninsula. Now you're want to move farther. And what I do like about this, it gives a slice for people, especially maybe heterosexual people or people that don't have a lot of gay men. I'm going to speak specifically to gay men or gay or bisexual men relationships in this. It is very common that someone who's older dates someone younger. And at first kind of this older person, this happened to like three of my friends that have all been older and dated someone younger. There does come a time where the younger person feels like they want to have more autonomy.
Yeah.
And this battle, this can either be like this really terrible like battle royale, or it can be like a transition period of a couple. And I think for Kenny and Armando, it's more that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Anyway.
That's all I've got.
That's all I've got too, episode. Y'all. That is it. By the way, we just found out, you'll remember the name, not me, but we found out for 90 Day UK, they're going to have a tell-all, y'all.
Catherine Ryan, comedian Catherine Ryan, is going to be the presenter.
Presenta.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
No shade to Sean Robinson. We've given a lot of shade. I think a comedian is a great idea because you have someone to keep mood going, someone to ask serious conversations, but you can always balance it with a little bit of humor. I think it's a great idea.
That's why Tan France was so great on Selling Sunset, because he is funny. I wish they would have done every, but they didn't do one this time.
No. I think they were afraid to with all the litigation shit.
Oh, that's true.
Nicole talking about getting a lawyer.
Yeah, that's true. They're like, we're going to skip that this year.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. That's your episode. Go to realitygaze.com. You know the deal. Go leave a review on Apple Podcast or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you're ever grilled, so what happened when you met my granddaughter? And you lean in, you deny.
That's the Poodle way.
And then you call us.